Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, building tomorrow's best leaders today. Today's topic is all about a trap that even the smartest leaders can fall into. I'm talking about analysis paralysis, the moment when thinking replaces doing. So the moment when thinking replaces doing, and decisions stall because we're chasing almost the perfect certainty to make a call. So in fast-moving environments like what we have in our business world, indecision can be just as risky as making the wrong call. So how do you know when to stop analyzing and to start acting? Let's break it down. So first up, let's look at what is analysis paralysis. It's when you overthink, overanalyze, and overquestion to the point where no decision is getting made. But here's the truth. Perfect information is a rarity. It hardly and rarely exists. And progress in just about every way, shape, and form depends on momentum. It's not about perfection. It's not about knowledge. It's not about having all the data and facts in front of you. It depends on momentum. So let's look at a four-step strategy to break free and to take actions. Firstly, let's set a deadline. Let's set a decision deadline. And this is about creating a time limit. So give yourself and your team a firm window to make the call. Number two, narrow your options. Too many choices, anyone in marketing knows this. Too many choices stalls action. So cut the list down to two or three viable paths. Eliminate the nice-to-haves and focus on those that are more mission-critical. Define step number three. Define success before you decide. So what does a good decision actually look like in this particular case? What outcomes matter most? And knowing that success criteria makes the right path easier to spot. And number four, always remember this, most decisions are reversible. So we overestimate the consequences of choosing wrong, don't we? But if we start with a bias for action, you can adjust. You can always adjust. But you can't go back and get that momentum that you lose if you've stalled the decision-making process. So just one final thought. The best leaders aren't those who wait for perfect certainty and perfect clarity. They're the ones who act with what is known. They adjust with humility, and they know the importance of keeping momentum going. Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's leader, this episode of the Today's Leader podcast. Let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today.